Hilchos Avedas Chichovim Perek Dalet. Madiche Eir Yisrael Harelun Niskon Afabish Leavdo Avedas Chichovim Alei Dichos Eishvei Hiram Asha Avdo Esam. Those who lead the Jewish people astray are executed by stoning, even though they themselves do not worship Avedas Zara, but they just proselytized to the inhabitants of the city until they worshiped it. The inhabitants of the city that had been led astray, which is called the Eir Nidachas, are executed by a decapitation if they worship the false Goyish God or accept it as a God. What's the source against the warning against proselytizing on behalf of Avodah Zarah, like it says, let not my name of another by the serve be heard through your mouth. City is not an Irani Dachas until two or more individuals attempt to lead its inhabitants astray. As it says, unfaithful people have immersed. These people whom lead them astray must be from the tribe. And from that city, as the pasuk says, from your midst. Those led astray must be the majority of the city's inhabitants. They must number from at least 100 to the majority of the tribe. Now, if there are fewer than 100, it's considered a small village. For the majority of the tribe is involved, it's considered Gimel Ain Dun the Yearning Dachas Elba Business Achab the Shivan Shanem Britis Ishahu, or you say Isha Yashiroso Sadova Aze El Sharecho. Haraze El Sharecho. Alachas of Yearning Dachas apply only by a basin of 71 judges. As it says, you shall think the man over to do that wicked thing to your gates and to your gates. It means that a multitude are only executed by a Supreme Court. None of the cities of refuge can become your Nidachas. This is one of your cities. Shalayim can never be in the Yanidachas because it was not divided amongst the Shvatim. A border is never made as Yanidachas, so the Goyim will not enter and destroy Eretz Yisrael. One Bezdin should not condemn three cities located next to each other as an Yanidachas. If the cities are separate from each other, they may condemn them. Hey, Enes and Yandas, Shidihu Adichel, Bloshadam, Yimlan, Nail of Nawid, and Nail of Nisbach, and Nail of Nakta, and Nail of Nasich, and Nail of Nishtak, and Nail of the Kabbal Valika, Behem Shem, Bob, the Vishnik, the Rakhavidose, Barbara, Rakhas, Barbara, Vedas, Eshikim, the Valika. Now, an Irani Dachas does not become an Irani Dachas until the inhabitants address them in the plural. Let us go and worship, let us go and sacrifice, let us go and bring up our dark offering, let us go and offer libation, let us go and bow down, let us go and accept as a god. Any dachas shlo niskaimo bo mudichel kol tnoim elo eichayis and lahem asin vidin kol echav echav mehen shavad avidas echav masel kaneisim kichidim shavdu vayim lirashim. What happens if all these conditions are not fulfilled with regards to the state of those who proselytize its inhabitants? Warnings are given to each person who worship false gods. Testimonies delivered against them. They are executed by stoning as individuals who worship false gods, and their estate is given to their heirs. Vav eich din Eir Nidachas. What is the judgment? Well, Eir Nidachas. Vesmachshati yirugilei asis Eir Nidachas. Beis dan agadol sheichem v'dereshim v'chegim atshidu b'ri yabruya shidut chokal yir yirim v'chazul aviz kechavim. Ak rashil chum lom shnei tamid chachom na'azim v'achziram. V'chazul vasu yishuv amut v'yam yavdu v'yivalton v'yiz din matzavim l'chol yisol alis aleim mutzov v'yin tzarech aleim v'chitmim v'chom atshati b'kal yir. Now, the Supreme Sanhedrin sends Shluchim who investigate until they've established clear proof that the entire city or the majority of the inhabitants have turned to the worship of false gods. After they send two Torahs, Talmid HaChachamim, to warn them and to motivate them to repent. If they repent, it's good. If they continue their wicked ways, basically commands the entire Jewish people to take arms against them, and they siege the city and wage war against until it falls. When the city falls, very many courts are set up and judge them. So when you have two Edom that warn, that say that they were warned by the Zaras, you separate them. If the entire city was let us, all those who worship are executed by decapitation. So the majority, we bring them to base of the and then we bring them to the base of the Agadol and they're stoned to death. All the property within it is collected within its main street. If it does not have a main street, its main street is made for it. The main street is located outside its confines, its walls extended, till its main street is included within its confines. All the property within it is collected within its main street. If it does not have a main street, the main street is made for it. If its main street is collected outside its confines, its wall is executed until its main street is included with its confines. Gather all its good in the midst of the main street. All live animals that are contained within are slain. All its property in the cities as a whole are burnt with fire. Burning them fulfills a positive commandment. The pasuk says, "Burn the city and all its good entirely." The property of tzaddikim, of the righteous men, the remainder of the city's inhabitants who are not laid astray with the majority that is located when the city should be burnt together with all its properties. However, desires the slightest benefit from it, receives single measure of lashes, as it says, let nothing that has been condemned remain in your possession. When the witnesses who testify against the Yonidachas were disqualified as Edom Zemim, whoever takes possession of any property is considered to have acquired it and may derive benefit. Now, why do they acquire? Because each of the city's inhabitants gave up ownership of the property after the judgment is rendered. Yonidachas may never be built, and the person who rebuilds it gets lashes. It's meant to use it as a garden, as an orchard. Never to be rebuilt implies only that it should not be built as a city. Our caravan, which journeys from one place to another, passes through an Yonidachas and is laid astray within it. If they had remained in the city 30 days, they are executed by decapitation and their property is condemned. If they were there for a lesser period, they are executed by stoning, but their property is given to their heirs. Property belongs to people of other cities, which is kept within the Irani Dachas, is not burnt, but rather is returned to its owners. So applies even with the inhabitants of the Irani Dachas accept the responsibility. As it says, it's good, it's goods, and those belong to others, not those belong to others. Property belonging to the wicked, those who were swayed, which was kept in those cities, if the property was gathered together with the property of the Yonidachas, they are burnt together. If not, this is it's not destroyed, but rather it's given to the heirs. The animal was partially belonging to inhabitants of the Yonidachas, partially belonging to a person living in another city, found with Mbisaycha. A loaf of bread which is owned by such partners is permitted because it can be divided. In Beis Bamishel, Irani Dachas, Shnishkata Asura Banok, Kasharnis Kulishnishkat. It's forbidden to benefit from an animal which belongs to Irani Dachas and which was slaughtered, just as it's forbidden to derive benefit from an ox which is condemned to be stoned and was slaughtered. Sar reish ben shal nashim ben shal nashim shabel with the banav v'shapei nachar sarze b'chal shlal v'asa. We are permitted to benefit from the hair of both men and women. Aberi dachas a wig, however, is considered part of its goods and therefore it's aser. Halachim gimel. Piris and mechobar shabasich mutarin shenemar tikbets v'sed after mishen and mechus ala kibbutz v'sefa as a piris and mechobar shen mechutzar and klisha v'kibbutz v'sefa. Produce which is connected to its source of nature is permitted. As it says, gather all the goods, burn. In other words, this includes only those articles which must rarely be gathered and burned, and thus excludes produce which is still connected, and would have to be served, severed, and gathered in order to be burnt. Same applies to the inhabitants as Yershim. It is to say the trees themselves are permitted and bequeathed to the heirs. Those, the consecrated property within it, those animals which are consecrated to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach himself must die. Since it says the sacrifice of the wicked are an abomination. Property which is consecrated for the purpose of the temple must be redeemed and afterwards is burnt. Since it's good, not those that are consecrated. First, but animals and animals' ties that are found within the Irni Tachas, those that are unblemished are considered to be animals consecrated to be sacrificed at all time must die. Those that are blemished are considered to be animals and are slain. Straw which is contained in the city, if it had already been given to a kohen, it should be allowed to rot because it's considered as private property. If it's still in the possession of the yid, it should be given as a kohen in the city because it's considered to be the property of heaven and this consecrated nature extends to its actual substance. Anyone who administers the judgment of the Irni Dachas considered to be offered a burnt offering, assumed entirely by fire, as it says, entirely for the sake of Hashem Yerushim. Not only that, but you divert the wrath from the Yid. So Hashem's fierce anger will be taken away. It brings them blessing and mercy, as it says, V'nosan l'chorachim v'dechamecha v'yirbecha. He will grant you mercy, and he will deal mercifully with you, and he will make you flush.
Ilchas Avedis Kechavim, Perek, Hey. Hameses Echem Yisob Min Ish Ben Isha Ari Nisko Ari Zanisko Afa Bishle Ovad Hameses Amusas Avedis Kechavim Alam Beishar Hedo Olavit. Person who proselytizes Hameses to any single Jew Amusas, whether man or woman, on behalf of false with Zora, should be stoned to death. This applies even if neither the Mesas or Musas actually worship the Avodah Zarah. Ben Shrei Mesas Hadid, Ben Shrei Anavid, Ben Shrei Musas Yachad, Ish Yechid Mesas Abiskila. As long as he instructed them to worship, he should be executed by stoning, regardless of whether the Mesas was a prophet, an ordinary person, or whether the Musas was a single individual man or woman, or whether several individuals were proselytized. Beza Mesas is today of Avshair, is in Madiah Ben Nifam Mesas. Person who proselytizes the majority of the inhabitants of a city is called a diach rather than a mesis. Person who leads the majority of a city astray is a prophet. He's executed by stoning. The people who were led astray are judged as individuals and are not considered to be inhabitants of Irni Dachas. For the latter laws to be applied, two people must proselytize them. If the person who leads the majority of the city astray is a prophet, he is executed by stoning the people who were led astray are judged as individuals and are not considered to be inhabitants of Irni Dachas. Two people must proselytize them. If a person says a false Avodah Zarah told me serve me, or the only one blessed to be he served me, if false considered a prophet, leads others astray. If the majority of the city inhabitants are swayed by his words,
should be stoned to death.
What the Chacham of Rebbe here is Nisko. Ameses Shesus Ben Blushin Dabim and Blushin Yochadar is Nisko.
Ameses should be stoned to death, whether he does it in a plural term or a single term. Case that also, Eben Chabed Avet, Kechavim, Eilach Rabbe, Neilach Vanabit, Babin, the Pondish, the Dachar, Yisrael, the Skacham, the Ebed, Ezbach, Eilach, Ezbach, Eilach, Nisbach. Akat Eilach, Wakat Neilach, Nekat, the Hasif, Eilach, Nasach, Neilach, Nasach, Vestachab, Eilach, Vestachab, Eilach, Vestachab, Eilach, Vestachab, Eilach, Hesel Lushnaim is a Hena of Edov and maybe most of the priest and mean all of Shkafam Lahan was circle missing.
Now, what happens? He is considered Mesis if he tells a friend, I will worship a false Rabbi Zara, I will worship. I will go and worship, or let us go and worship. Follow the particular rite with which that Rabbi Zara is served. I will slaughter. Follow me. I will go and slaughter. Let us go and slaughter. I will bring a burnt offering. Follow me. I will go and bring a burnt offering. Or let us go and bring a burnt offering. Or I will offer libation. Follow me. I will go and offer libation. Or let us go and offer libation. Or I will bow down. I will go and bow down. Or let us go and bow down. When a person proselytizes to individuals, they may serve as witnesses against them. They should summon them to base them and testify against them, relating what he told them, and the Mesis is stoned. Okay, well, in a Mesis, the Mesis does not need a warning. If one proselytizes a single individual, the latter should tell him, I have friends who would also be interested in this, and thus, you should lure him into proselytizing before two people, and the Mesis can be executed. The Mesis refuses to proselytize before two people, it's a mitzvah to set up a trap for him. A trap is never set up for a person who violates any of the Torah's other prohibitions. This is only one exception. How's a trap set up for him? When does he do for the Mesis? When does the Mesis, the Musa, for to say, how can we first say that that when the servant was the stone? If the Mesis retracts from Asam, does that type? Is Dov the similar obligation? This is beneficial because Dov was then far off having summoned the base of the stone. Mesis as it says, your hand must be first against and do not be attracted to him. It's forbidden for the Musas to love the Mesis. It says, do not be attracted to him. Since it states, with regards to an enemy, you must surely help him. Perhaps you should help the Mesis, therefore Pharisees do not listen to him. You would say, okay, the Tavis says that you should not stand idly over your brother's blood, perhaps it means a Mesis. Just says, do not let your eyes pity him. Also, the Muslims love those schools. Bus is forbidden to advance an argument on his behalf. And it says, "Vlei sachvel, do not show him any compassion." If he owes incriminating evidence, he's not permitted to remain silent. Shema considers "Vlei sachasa love," and I'll try to cover up for him. Also, the head that misses me nine. Shema, "Vlei soli shma v'yado." What's the purpose of serving as a warning against a common person? It misses and says, "All of Israel will hear, and they will become afraid." Hey, Amesis Achim Laudi Romulam, you do not even do Nisko, and live do Afapisha Kabumina, Amorain, and Nisko. A person who is proselytizing others by telling them to worship him. Should you tell him, worship me, and they worship him, he should be stoned. If he did not worship him, even though they accepted and agreed to his statement, he's not liable for stoning. He proselytizes by telling them to worship another man or another false Avodah Zarah. If they accept the statements and say, we will go and worship, even if they have not actually worshipped both of them, the Mesis and the Musa should be stoned.
As it says, do not be attracted to him or listen to him. A savon was attracted and listened, one is held liable. What is it meant by a proper? A proper says in the name of a false god. The warning was given to him before, and he is executed by strangulation, as it says, and the one who speaks in the name of other gods, a prophet shall die. The warning against the transgression is including the statement, and you shall not mention the name of other gods. Forbidden to enter into a discussion or a debate with one who prophesies the name of a false god. We may not ask him to perform a sign or wonder if he does so on his own accord. You should not pay no attention. Whoever contemplates about the wonder, perhaps they are true, violates a negative commandment that says, do not listen to the words of the prophet. Similarly, a false prophet should be executed by strangulation. He is to be executed although he speaks in the name of God, and neither adds nor diminishes. As it says, however, the prophet who dares to speak a matter in my name, which did not command, the prophet shall die. False prophet includes one who prophesies regarding something that was never heard through a vision, one who prophesies about a subject which he heard from another prophet, saying that the prophecy was given to him, or both of these individuals are to be executed by strangulation. Test. Call him in the answer, Medicus Novi, Shekham, me, Malasi, Chahil, Padach, and Abar, Ezra, Blaise, Shishnam, Blaise, Sakar, me, Meno. Anyone who refrains from executing a false prophet because of the latter spiritual level, as expressed by his adherence to the path of prophecy, violates a negative commandment. As it says, do not fear him. Similarly, including with the scope of the Isters, do not fear him, or one who withholds a criminating testimony against a false prophet, or one who was afraid to own up his words. And then another shet, Elabist, and from Ephod, face the false prophet, may be tired, tried only by the Supreme Court of 71 judges. Edim Shemvis, Yechava, Nishba, Balaika, person who makes a vow or takes an oath in the name of false. God is Getzvak, Shadamas, the Silver, Shemelik, and Machim, the Siskidu, and he shall not mention the name of other gods. Ephod, Nishba, Balaika, Ephod, Nishba, Balaika, both one who takes an oath for his own reason or one who takes an oath because of a Gentile. It's forbidden to have a Gentile take an oath on his Abed Zara. Even just to mention his Abed Zara is also Asr. As the Tedis is not mentioned. Allah of the Pedicle. Person should not tell his friend, wait for me near a particular false of the Zara. All these names that are mentioned, the Terry that I mentioned, forbidden to cause others to take oaths or vows in the name of false gods. In regards to all these, we certainly the only transgression liable for lashes. One of himself makes a vow or an oath in the name of a Avodah Zarah.
Anybody willingly, as a conscious act of defiance, performs a deed associated with Eiv or Yidaini, is Chayav Kares v'Meyisham Edim Asron Niskom. If witnesses were present and warned there, you should be stoned to death. If it's in there currently, he has to bring a fix in our verse. Kate said, who am I saying? What are the deeds associated with Eiv involved? The Shu'im in the Maktak Tedis do of Eichas Shavit Shalhadas B'yodai Nifah B'chum Adabar B'alot B'dorim Yidum Etzlom Shishu Mashal Kilo Echad B'dabar Imai Mashiva Al Mashal Hushem B'dorim Matagas Ares M'kil Namach Had Meik Lani Nikal Reizin B'ashal Marish B'ay Chim Makir
What do the deeds associated with Eiv involve? A person stands up and offers an incense offering as a known content. He holds a wand or myrtle in his hands and waves it while whispering a known incantation in a harsh tone. This continues till the person making the inquiry hears a voice, and if another person, as if another person is speaking to him and replying to the question. It appears as if his words are coming from below the earth, in a very low tone, to the extent that he cannot be perceived by the ear, but only sends by thought. Similarly, amongst the deeds associated with the Eiv is taking the skull of a corpse, offering incense, and chanting incantations until one hears a voice in a very low tone emanating from his armpits. I reply to this question, anyone who performs one of these acts should be stoned to death. What are the deeds associated with the Eideni involved? A person places a bone from a bird whose name is known, offers incense, Sidua, his mouth offers incense and performs other deeds. He falls into a trance. He's like he loses self control like an epileptic and relates events that will occur in the future. All these types of Avodah Zarah, what is the source of warning against them, do not turn to the of anyone who willingly, as a conscious act, gives his son to Melech as high of course. Now, we must be the master, and this gets skillish. Now, what's the warning? It says, do not give your son to Melech, there shall not be a found amongst you one who passes her son or daughter through fire. What was done, Person would kindle a great fire and then take some of his desire and give them to the kingdom and serve the fire. A person would kindle a great fire and then take some of it and give it to the Kohen who would serve the fire. After the child was given to them, the priest would return the son to his father to pass him through the fire as well. Father of the child is the one who passes his child through the fire with the priest's permission. He passes him through the fire from one side to the other while carrying the father walking on his knee on his feet in the midst of the flames. Now, the father is not are this form of worship called Melech involved merely passing the child to the fire? Therefore, one performed this service. The Melech is not chayv. Was not high for cars for stoning until one gives over a son to Melech, passing him through the fire as he carries him. If he gives him over but does not pass it through the flames, does not carry until he's not high. Like it says, hey, Echad Zedah. This regards giving ones the Melech includes both to legitimate pedigree or illegitimate pedigree, sons and daughters, daughters and grandchildren. One is chayav for giving him any of one's descendants because they're all included in Zari. Now, if one passes brothers, sister, or ancestors, one caused oneself to be passed through the fire, was the chayav person that passes one of his children through the fire while he's sleeping or blind is potter. The structure around which people gather this supplies even when it was destructed for the service of Hashem, because this is a pagan practice. It says, "Matziv did not erect a monument which God hates." This is applies even when it was constructed for the service of Hashem because it's a pagan practice. It's not a direct money which Hashem hates.
Person is not liable for lashes until he spreads out his hands and feet of the stones, thus prostrating himself while it's entirely wooden. This is what the term means by vowing. Every place outside the temple. In the temple, however, it isn't permitted to bow down to Hashem in the stone. In your land, it's forbidden to prostrate oneself. You may, however, prostrate yourself on whom stones in the temple. This is the reason it's universally accepted custom amongst the Jewish people to place mats, straw, or hay in shuls that are paved with stones to separate between the faces and the stones. If it's impossible to find anything to separate between them and the stones, the person should go to another place to bow himself or lie on his side so that he will not press his face to the stone.
The person who bows himself to Hashem upon paved stones without spreading out his hands, if he does not chayav lashes, he is however punished by Makdis Madis.
One who bows himself to a false Avodah Zarah should be stoned to death, whether or not he spreads out his hands and feet. As soon as he buries his feet facing his ground, he's chayav. Person who plants a tree near the altar or elsewhere, anywhere in the temple courtyard, regardless of whether it's a fruit-bearing tree or not, is chayav. It says, I planted a sheriff near the tree near the altar of Hashem and Hashem. Reasons also is that there was a pagan practice. They would plant trees near the altar so that people would gather near. Last halacha, also last is a sadris for eats from the shita shes from the chatziris. How be should we bring him in eats like 2 hour chok in the city he shnemar called eats. Clock sodas was spochis, I eats him in a xalm, shem in the shal even how you shall eats. So beginning to construct a porch made of wood in the temple as one would do one's courtyard, even though the wood would be affixed within the structure and not planted within the ground, it's an extra isra, as the Torah says, any other tree. Instead, all the porches and structures which protruded from the walls within the sanctuary were of stone and not of wood.